Hello, everyone.
Welcome to Singular Sensation.
Singular Sensation. We are so happy to have you guys listening to this episode today. It is a very exciting episode. Mm-hmm. We have a guest.
A very special guest.
Michael John Lee. And he was a great guest to have on. It's a really great interview. We talked about so many things, about how he's come to work at our school, LOXA, and how he found the arts and how it has kind of shaped him as a person. He has a BFA at Roosevelt University for acting.
Very cool past. Not from this country, but we won't spoil too much.
Yes, we won't spoil too much.
So make sure to listen.
You'll just have to wait, stay tuned. Yes. Okay, Tallulah. How have you been?
Let's get started with episode two.
Yes. How have you been? What's happened today?
What has happened today? Today, it was a very normal day.
You know what's happened today?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I'm interrupting.
What happened today?
Jordan Fisher is going to be in Moulin Rouge as Christian.
I saw that. It's so exciting.
I'm so excited.
Was he in your town?
Yes. Yes. In New York City Center. So New York City Center Productions, the Encores, it's an encore. So it's only like a week of shows.
Oh, that's what it was. Because when I was in New York, I was so confused because there was the signs everywhere and then they announced this.
Yeah.
And I was very confused. It's so exciting.
I know. I was fortunate enough to see an Encores production once. Really? I saw Light in the Piazza. I cried.
Was that the one in
LA? No. So
you saw it in New York.
So I saw it in New York. I've seen Light in the Piazza two times.
One with Dove Cameron.
It was so good. Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
No, but you told me about
it. Oh, it was so good. And then I saw it at Encores, and that had Ruthie Ann Miles. She was the beggar woman in Sweeney Todd. She was the mother, and then... her name is Anna. She didn't win, but she was a finalist at the Jimmy Awards. She's now in The Notebook as the like young Allie or middle Allie, one of them, the one that Joy Woods was.
Okay.
And so she's, I think, and so now she's there, but they were like the daughter and the mother. It was so good. And what was cool about that production is that they chose to have it be Asian American women leading the show. And like the show is typically European people playing American European like white like people playing the roles, and they didn't change anything to the script. They didn't change anything, but it changed a lot of the meaning of the show, because like in this they so came from the characters come from the South, and like Asian Americans in the South are kind of othered, so like then going to Italy where they like don't speak any like a lick of their language, it's like they didn't belong anywhere.
Wow.
So it was really cool. Anyways,
that's exciting. Well, we should do a Singular Sensation really in New York at Moulin Rouge. That would
be so cool.
Get Jordan on.
I loved like Moulin Rouge when I saw it. It was so good. My Christian was Derek Klena, and my Satine was JoJo. It was so good.
See, I haven't seen it. I've always wanted it? I've only listened to the original
you would love
recording.
It.
I look at clips all the time because it just pops up on my feed.
Oh my gosh. Backstage Romance is one of like the best numbers.
Oh,
like,
I know. It's great. I know that you did it for one of your...
It's so good. One of your Unifieds. That was one of the Unifieds dance calls. It was... I'm not going to spoil it because colleges, but
I'll see it later.
It was really good. But I love Moulin Rouge, and like Jordan Fisher is like owning and like running Broadway.
That's
right
what
now.
I was going to say. Like king of Broadway.
He
right now.
He has gone from just one male lead to the next male lead to the next, to the next, to the next. He's going from show to show, and it's like so cool.
Yeah.
Like he,
I was gonna go see in Hadestown, but
really?
Well, when I went, it was it was an off night.
Cast, oh, so that's okay. Their off nights are so good,
incredible.
Like, oh my gosh! But wait, who did you see as your registry then?
It was also the off night.
Okay.
So, and I don't remember their names. Very sorry. Also, I feel bad about this to this day because that was my second time seeing Hadestown on Broadway, but it was my sister's first.
Okay.
So I wanted to go across to the Sweeney stage door because I'd gone to Sweeney the night before.
Yeah.
But I was too tired to stand at the stage door there, and I had already done stage door of Hadestown.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I went to Sweeney. I had a great time, but Ruby, my sister, she got to meet the cast of Hadestown, and they were apparently, like, the nicest people ever, and were...
They stage door a lot at that show.
They do, and especially when it's the off night, like, I feel like they're even more excited and wanting to, like, talk to everyone. Yeah. So, they talked to my sister, and, like...
Yeah.
It was so sweet. I wish I was there. That's my regret.
Yeah, when I saw Hadestown on Broadway, I saw, I saw Reeve, and I saw...
Me too.
Eva. That was so good. Oh. And they stage door, like, practically every time. And speaking of them...
Only Reeve did for mine.
Really?
I gave him a Be Kind pin.
You did?
Yeah, he kind of looked at me, and he was kind of like, oh.
Wait, but that's, thanks. Like, so iconic.
And I was like, yeah. I have a selfie with him, me, and the Be Kind
pin. And Be Kind pin? Wait, can we, like, put that on screen?
We can put it on screen.
Okay. Wait, but that's, like, so cool.
I was starstruck.
But anyways, speaking of Reeve and Eva, now they're revising their parts in Hadestown in the UK,
in London.
And they're gonna do the pro shot, and Andre DeShields is there, and what's her name, Amber, is that her
the
name?
Persephone,
yeah, the Persephone,
it's Amber something.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I'm blanking, whoops. And then Patrick Page was supposed to be there, but I think he injured, like, he got injured or something.
Oh, no.
So now it's
so it's not the full cast
but he's it's the guy that just was Hades on Broadway, I think.
Was he the guy?
And he's really good. His name is Philip, I think.
Okay, I don't remember his name, but if he's the guy I saw, I really enjoyed that.
Wait, let me look it up. Give me 1 second. I think it Hades. But it's really good, and I really want
to
see it.
Go to London.
Me Let's too. I've to never London. Been to London.
You haven't?
Is it good? Is it fun?
Yeah. When I went to London, I saw Kinky Boots.
You did?
And Wicked.
Oh, I love Wicked. But they have, like, the accents, right? I think I saw
Natalie McQueen.
Yeah, Philip. That's his name.
Oh, yes. I saw him.
Yeah.
He was wonderful.
The clips I've seen of him on...
he was great. Oh, so good.
Yeah, I've heard he's super good.
The voice, I mean... How low can you go?
How low can you go?
Right? Yeah. It's crazy. Like,
yeah, I love Hadestown. But
me too.
Yeah, but anyways.
So that happened today.
Yeah.
In the Broadway world. That's our news.
Sorry, that's our little news.
Personally,
what
today,
happened personally for you?
Honestly, thank you for cutting me off because today's boring.
Okay.
Just, you know, rehearsing for...
For what?
Loxa Dance is going to Pittsburgh for the National High School Dance Festival.
Okay.
So that's going to happen. So I was rehearsing for that.
That's exciting.
And now I'm here. What about you today? Still the morning.
Not much yet.
Yeah.
But, like, got up, and I got ready, and now I'm here. I had English this morning.
Lovely.
And, yeah, it went well. And... Yeah, nothing really has happened today.
Okay.
I feel like yet.
Well,
like nothing
it's
besides like the announcement of Jordan Fisher.
Yes.
Like that
you texted
was like
me
huge.
Right away. That's
oh, yeah.
exciting.
Yeah, I was really excited.
Now for the rest of the day, what do you have planned for today?
Ballet.
really?
We have,
me too.
Yeah, we have ballet together. And then I hope that something else will happen. I don't know.
Boring.
I can tell you yesterday though it was a little eventful. I submitted an audition yesterday.
Was it did it end up being due?
No, I think they extended their date.
Really?
So, yeah.
See, then I just got it in like 4 days before.
Which is always really good. Yeah. Which is always really good. Yeah, but I submitted an audition yesterday. Oh my gosh, replying to emails was like the hardest thing ever.
I procrastinate.
Yeah,
so bad.
I do. So I replied to some emails yesterday, and I feel really good about it.
Yeah, it's always the best feeling. I'm so sorry for anyone who is listening that I have not responded to your email yet. I'm sorry.
Tracked.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
Today I'm gonna whoa, I'm gonna hopefully go thrifting.
Yay. Wait, where are you going thrifting?
I'm probably Salvation Army.
Okay, that's a good place.
There's one like in the South Bay where I live, and my sister just went and she found some really cool things. I just want jeans.
Okay, yeah,
because I feel like low rise is in and I only have high rise.
Okay, yeah. I love thrifting.
I love it.
My favorite my favorite place to thrift at is the Goodwill Bins. Say that five times. My favorite place to
my favorite place to thrift
at. My favorite place to thrift at is the Goodwill Bins.
I love the Goodwill Bins. I love it. I bring gloves.
Me too. I bring gloves and I bring a tote. Yeah. And I bring a tote that I don't like. Mm. And then and I go like ham. Actually, fun fact, that was my wild card for college.
Really?
Yeah. I took the college board or whoever was watching my video. I took them thrifting and I had a budget.
That's brilliant.
I had a budget and I was like, we're just going to go to 3 different stores and see what I can get in this budget. And that was literally my wild card.
And then
they
get to go, like, no, you and your style, that's brilliant. My wild, do you want it?
What's your wild card?
Yours is hard to beat. That's pretty cool.
Okay.
But mine might be a little better.
What was yours?
Just kidding. I was holding a chicken.
Okay.
And I was at a farm in Napa.
Okay.
And I was like, this is me. This is the farm. And I started feeding the goats while talking about myself. Aww. And frolicking with all the animals. And then I went to the winery.
Okay.
And I was doing the entire winemaking process.
Okay.
So I was like picking the leaves out of the grapes, and then I stuck my hands into the bins and was squishing the grapes.
Come on.
And then I was driving the forklift.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's like cool. Total like country bumpkin.
Yeah.
Wild car. Both of ours are very good.
That's really
very
cool.
Different.
I could not do that.
Very creative. Similarly for, I won't say what college, but for one of my college auditions, they had you do site-specific.
Site-specific?
Which What's means that? You do a monologue in a place that's not your, like, blue screen. Like,
oh, okay.
Like, you do it somewhere. It doesn't have to be, like, say you're doing a monologue that you're supposed to be at a restaurant. You don't have to be at a restaurant. You could, for all they care, like, be on a swing set. But it's just, like, something creative. I think they really just want to see like movement and how you can adapt to your environment.
Yeah.
So I also used the farm idea and I did this whole monologue about my boyfriend dumping me, but I was like doing it while trying to like feed and brush a bunch of goats.
Okay.
And the goats looked at me like I was some crazy lady. They're like, why are you yelling and
They're
running around
partner.
And throwing things?
Use
and
it.
Taking our hay.
Yeah.
Like, who are you? But that was their peek into the life of stardom.
They got, yeah, you know it.
You know.
Yeah, anyways. I heard that there was this one college. I'm not gonna name what college, but I heard that there was like this one college that like made people like say their monologue and then like dance it.
Yeah, and I heard that. I can't
they
actually
didn't
remember
have
what
me,
college.
They didn't have me do that.
Because yours was just too good already. They didn't need to see
but
that
I
you
heard
could
that, like,
move.
Some people, like, had to, like, roll on the ground while doing their
I love it.
You know what?
That's
yeah,
what
I love
theater
it.
Should be about. My favorite callback was the one where we all went, and I'm not going to say what school.
Yeah. we're not going to name any
we
schools
We all went
here.
Into a circle.
Okay.
And we were just, like, we were being
like
so theater. We were just like
zip,
saying
zap,
noise.
Zap,
no, we were like
anything.
Passing noises and then like sharing movement and then like changing levels.
Ooh.
It was just different than any other callback. But you know that, you know what they say, your college audition is you auditioning the college.
Yes.
So when colleges do fun stuff and interesting stuff that I know I want to be doing, okay, you get moved up to the top of my list.
Yeah, what I really liked that, like, when auditioning is that, like, I was also like, this is also my audition. Like,
of course.
And so, like, that was my thing.
Makes you feel more powerful.
Yeah, I brought my guitar into every
brilliant.
Room.
That was brilliant. Oh, thank you. Why don't you tell them?
Okay, so basically I play guitar. I don't know if I play guitar amazingly or great, you but do. Like I play it's it very like impressive. I play it good enough to accompany myself, I would say. And so I would bring it into every college audition I had, mm-hmm. because I was like, I want to show something that's different about myself, mm-hmm. that like I really enjoy. So I wanted to bring my guitar in and just like I sometimes would just like place it on the ground and like see if they asked about it, but other times I would just walk in and lead with my guitar and just sing. Mm-hmm. And what I did was I took a musical theater song and I kind of flipped it on its head and made it like a little like more contemporary or like pop, I guess. And yeah, I would play my guitar and I would sing my song, and then I would obviously contrast it with the regular like piano piece and that is musical theater so singing. And yeah, I really loved it. Like I
be and, different be
and
different.
What I thought, mm-hmm. like with my mentality was like, I'm going to bring my guitar in, and it's very not like non-traditional to bring like to walk in with an instrument. That's not like the audition, like typical audition that you're like supposed to do, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's not like the etiquette that you're taught, mm-hmm. I guess, or whatever. I don't think it was rude or anything bringing it, but I was like, you know,
no,
what
if anything it but, gives them a change. They're tired of seeing but, the same thing.
Yeah, but you know, there are probably some schools that was like, that's weird that he's bringing in a guitar. And that, and I just wanted to put my entire self out and just be like, if you don't like the guitar, if you don't like that, I'm bringing this guitar, then maybe this school's not for me. But like, brilliant. That
so smart.
I don't know, like I loved bringing my guitar. I really liked it. I like enjoyed that I was able to do something different and like, yeah. just like show a bit more of myself. And I really liked the piece that I did as well.
Was that the one you performed?
No, I sang a Golden Age song, and I made it folky and stuff. And
I love that.
I really loved it. I had a great time
that's
with it.
That's great. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah,
so let's, that was, that's a
talking about songs and singing. Yes. Let's do our song of the day.
Perfect. I was just gonna move us towards that section.
Yes. So here is the song of the day. Okay, so my song of the day is Two Ghosts by Harry Styles. Yeah, it's like nice. It's kind of country-ish, mm-hmm. like a kind of country vibe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. For my audition that I did, I sang a Harry Styles song. And so I was kind of like, oh, wait, I like forgot that I really like Harry. So I kind of did a deep dive like today, and I was like listening to some Harry Styles. So like that's kind of like the vibe I'm in. And that's one of my favorite songs. It's from like his title album, mm-hmm. I believe.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of my
what's
song.
Your song?
Well, I need to like pre-plan. I just always forget. Yeah. What my song was at the end of the episode.
Okay.
So that'll just make you want to listen to the end to find out what my song of the day is.
Yes.
Okay. And next time I'll be more prepared.
Yeah. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Oh, welcome. Hi. Michael Lee. Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
Our first guest on the pod. This is very exciting for us.
The honor is all mine, guys.
Thank you. Okay, so we're going to start off our little interview with you. Where do you see yourself in 5 weeks, 5 months, and 5 years?
That's great. That's a great question. I mean, 5 weeks, I think, is just trying to survive this semester, because I work for both the music and the theater department. So, yeah. Right now, it's all theater. Pretty soon, it shifts to all music. So I'm just trying to get through the semester. That's my five-week plan.
Yeah.
And 5 months? That's a great question, because I'm kind of looking ahead for next year and like what my role in this school is going to be. And I think through the next few weeks, that's going to become more defined.
Yeah.
So my five-week plan is all based on me defining that role now to get to that point. 5 years, I want to run my own department. So it would be amazing to run like a school like Loxa,
yeah.
or something like that, because I've kind of like put myself in that lane in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully in 2 years I'll be running my own program, but 5 is definitely the benchmark for me.
Your own program within Lox, or like separate, totally?
You know, I think with right now with what's going on in Lox, I think that there's a lot of change naturally happening. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I'll get the opportunity to interview for the chair position that for the theater department that will be coming, I guess, available, for lack of a better term, in the next year and a half. Mm-hmm. But that being said, that would be an amazing opportunity for me. I would love that. But also, you know, I completely understand
yet
me only being here 2 years, not an alumni of the school, a lot of things working against me in that regard. But just a program in general that has the caliber of this school would be.
Yes. Well, everyone would love if you were the chair in an ideal, perfect
thank
world.
You. Thank you so yes. much.
So,
love hearing that. Thank
so
you.
Then, speaking of Loxa, why Loxa? How did you find your way here?
Yeah, you know, this is a really interesting story. So there was a moment 2 years ago where I kind of woke up one morning and my life was not going the way that I wanted it to go. I was auditioning heavily for everything, and I still am, and it just wasn't going the way that I felt like it should. I was bartending, working odd hours throughout, you know, weekends, weeknights, the whole thing, just really, really working my tail off to be able to survive. And I felt this, like, emptiness throughout that entire process because I wasn't doing my art all the time. So one morning I woke up and I emailed all these theater teachers in the LA area. And I probably emailed 45 to 50 different teachers in the LA area asking them, how do I get your job? Mm. And two people emailed me back, one being Miss Hunter. And Miss Hunter said, hey, you know, there's this position for the assistant for the program. Would you be interested in coming to interview for it? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. Because in my mind, I just needed to have a place that allowed me to be creative and have that creativity. So I showed up in a suit to Loxa and went up to the interview with Miss Hunter, and she liked me immediately and was like, yeah, liked me immediately and was like, hey, you know, how about you come back and interview for the music position for this job? And I was like, okay, well, I'm not really a strings or anything type of player, but sure, why not? I came back on that Monday and interviewed for the music side of that job. And I thought I did horribly, to be honest. I was like, oh, I'll call my dad right then and there. I was like, I think I lost the job altogether. And then a few weeks later, literally like almost a month later, I get a call from Hunter saying, hey, we want to hire you. So for those 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks, I was like, oh, I really screwed this up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really thought I had it. And then I had a really bad interview for the music side. And well, I guess that didn't matter because I'm here now.
Yeah.
Yeah. The rest is history.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Okay. Why don't you take a...
Alrighty. So, you are originally from Johannesburg,
yes.
South Africa, yes. Which I honestly didn't know until quite recently.
Yeah.
When and why did you move to the States?
Yeah.
How was that transition?
Oh, it was incredibly tough. I moved to the United States when I was 8 years old. My family applied for a thing called the Green Card Lottery, which you win the green card in a country of your choosing. There's a list of countries that you could pick.
Yeah.
And well, we picked the United States to move to. And so at 8 years old, 2 suitcases, my mom and my dad, we moved to originally Los Angeles. And it was really tough because my parents came to this country with no college education, no nothing. We ended up moving to Utah where we had cousins that lived there. Kind of weird. It is what it is. And then eventually I ended up going to Columbus, Ohio, where I grew up, and then discovered my love for theater in Ohio, which is a strange thing to say, and then went to school in Chicago to pursue this crazy career that I guess we're all on.
Yeah, and speaking of college,
yeah.
What was it like applying to Roosevelt University?
Yeah.
Which is very sweet.
Yeah, that's guys did your research. Okay. Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I went to Roosevelt University. At the time, like, I went to a public high school. I don't know if this is public, but it was like your regular high school, like football team, basketball team. Theater program was there.
I came from one of
them. Yes, yeah. I was in the theater program, loved it, what have you. And at that point, like, I didn't realize what a conservatory program was. So my first day at Roosevelt University, I saw all these kids that were a lot like you folks.
Yeah.
That were insanely talented, that went through a conservatory high school program. And so for me, I was like, I don't know if I can do this. Mm. These kids are insanely talented. And I think what I ended up doing was just leaning into it, right? Yeah. That's what you have to do, is just lean into it. And then eventually, my college experience was all over the map, but eventually I just became the person I am today based on all the hardships that I went through with college. Roosevelt's a great school. I wish them nothing but the best. They're trying to change the program a little bit. They've actually contacted me about it, which is awesome. Yeah, yeah, just advice on like what to do, because the program needs to be shaped a little bit better, in my opinion. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I mean, I was just in Chicago because of Chicago Unified. Yeah, yeah. So we were kind of curious, what was your favorite place to eat at in Chicago?
That's such a great question. I mean, this is controversial opinion. A lot of people love the deep dish. I do. I think it's great. Giordano's is my personal favorite.
I was going to say Luminati's.
Luminati's, yeah, is another one that everyone always brings up, but Giordano's, that's where I live.
I had that one.
Where people kind of make fun, because it's like really, it's like a
thin to it. When I went here, I was totally like not at all what I should have done. I got a thin crust.
Oh, yeah. You did it wrong. I'm sorry,
yeah,
my friend.
What, like, what
I mean,
was
I
up
hate
with
to
that?
Do that to you, but you did it wrong, man.
I did so wrong. Yeah,
that's my, I guess, my favorite place in Chicago, but the food scene there is just insane. I mean, it's just insane. So
yeah, it's great.
Okay. Moving on, yeah, out of the Chicago era, uh-huh, and after doing some research, we have found out about your love for the show Survivor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why do you love it so much? What winner was your favorite? You have 60 seconds after you answer those to pitch why you would be the perfect contestant.
Oh, wow. Thank you guys for this moment. Thank you.
On Survivor.
I think Survivor is more than just a game about living in the wilderness or on an island. That is the least important part of, mm-hmm, that game. It's all about interpersonal relationships, and it has like a social, societal almost question to it. Like,
totally.
When you vote everyone out at the end of the game, why do you deserve to be that person that's betrayed all these people up to that moment? And what I love about the game so much is the way that you view it and the way that I view it and the way that you view it are so immensely different that there's not a formula just for one winner. Everyone always asks me, like, what would you do? What would you do? What would you do? And I can only answer this with knowing who the cast is, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
The only way you're going to get far in the game is if you have a cast that likes you. That's crazy to say, but it's true. Or they like you too much and then you're gone.
Yeah.
My favorite winner of all time, I mean, my favorite contestant of all time is actually, I like Boston Rob. I think he's just kind of an old school. The way he controls like the social norms in a room is insane. And he's one of the best liars, I think, ever. Why do I think that I would be good at the game? I think I'm a pretty well-liked human being.
Yeah.
Oh, this while this could be a detriment to my game, I think ultimately in the beginning it is about landing those interpersonal relationships that will forward your game to the next level. And I think that I do that pretty well, just in a general sense.
Totally.
So for me, it's about the connections. And for me, that's where I lean in, and that's where my socialness comes from, is disconnecting with people like yourselves and so many others.
The most important thing right now.
So as an actor, as you mentioned that you still are auditioning and that you have done a lot of auditions, so how do you go about an audition?
That's such a great question. I think the older I've gotten, and I know when you're young, you're so hungry to do every single audition, to do every single production. And I get that, because when you're younger, you feel like this could be the last one I ever do. At least that's what I've felt. The older I've gotten, the more selected I've become about the projects that I work on. Not because because they're hard or they're difficult, because I've gone through a lot of auditions where there have been bad productions.
Yeah.
And I've thrown myself into these really awful productions. And at the end of it, you take away this like sense of like, why did I do that? But then you're like, well, I have to, because it's the art. You don't, though. You should do stuff that connects to you. And when it comes to going into the room, just be yourself. The person that's on the other side of the table watching you, they want you to succeed. And I know we hear that all the time, but being on the other side of that table, trust me, when you come in the room, I'm like, please, please let this be the person. Mm. So just knowing right away that everyone's rooting for you, and then it's only detrimental to yourself to come in with those, that nerves in the back of your head saying, oh, well, you're going to mess this up. You're going to mess this up. Does nothing for you at all. Mm. So just show your personality is a huge tip. Show it. Just show it. Come into the room. Be your beautiful, gorgeous self. And you'll do fine. Even if you don't get
that's
the role.
That's good advice.
Yeah. Bless you.
Well, just a little thing we saw on your Loxa website resume. You are also represented by a modeling agency. Tell us more.
Yeah, well, that's awesome that you guys saw that. You guys really did your research on this. Yeah, I used to model for a cologne company that was like a high-end cologne called Monhill. They sell in Beverly Hills all the time.
And then
I was their model from 2016 to 2018. And so let me tell you, like, that's another art in itself is modeling. Yes, you know, you have to have a product, but it's also the attitude in which you bring yourself
not
in the room.
Not that the camera sees it.
Yeah, right, that's exactly right. And so I did do that for a while, but I remember distinctly being on a shoot once for this company where I was like shooting for basically jackets or whatever. And this other model that was with me, and I use it loosely, she was from Italy, and you know, she was just the worst person to work with ever. She turned to me in the middle of the shoot. This was right when we were about to get to lunch. Like, hey, do you want to like not eat with these people? And the people that we were supposed to eat with, like the crew. And I was like, no, I actually want to know more about the art of the camera. So I'm going to stay here with them. And then she ended up eating lunch out in her car. So there's this like weird energy with like certain models that this is just below us.
Yeah.
And for me, it's like, it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous thing. I want to know what's going on with everyone around me and in their art.
You're
so
curious.
I can exactly.
Yeah.
I think every artist should be, right?
Yeah.
Regardless if it's like you and an actor, but it's more about you and the tech. Like, just lean into the project altogether, my friends. It's just the best advice I can give to you.
Love it.
Okay, so we're going to circle back a little bit to college because we both are about to head there. So we want to know, what do you think you gained from obtaining a BFA?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think mostly, look, you guys have this huge advantage than anyone else does. There's a lot of kids that are going to be at your BFA programs, if that's what you decide to do, that were kids like me that didn't have the structure of a conservatory-style program like Loxa gives you. That's why you guys are so incredibly lucky. So for me, going into that environment, it was a major shift for me. And then I became more self-conscious about my acting ability because all these kids had such amount of confidence. I actually wrote a quote down that I really, really liked the other day. And it kind of reminded me of my college experience because I was so critical about myself based on what other people were saying because I was new to that environment.
Yeah.
The quote reads, "You shouldn't worry about criticism from people you would never ask advice from."
That's really good.
It's really good, right?
Right now, that is like, hitting.
Because it's so true, right? Like, you shouldn't care about people criticizing you that you wouldn't ask for them for their literal advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That quote in itself kind of encapsulized everything that I went through in college because there was a lot of the majority of the class that I went to, I wasn't going to ask advice to any of those people, but yet I harbored this criticism so much because I felt like it is what I needed. It did restrict me, no doubt. It restricted me. And number one, it made me hate the art.
Mm.
And when that happened, I became so despondent. I wanted to transfer out. I wanted to do other things. I was so incredibly alone and ashamed of my art.
Yeah.
And then eventually what ends up happening is you do honestly, that quote encapsulates you eventually. You know, again, I'll read it again. You shouldn't worry about criticism from people you would never ask advice from.
Yeah, exactly.
And I lead with that quote. It stuck with me and it hit me in a place that is beneficial for me, for sure.
This situation, I feel like, even in Loxo, like, I'm going through that right now. Journey's like, a lot of people I know are. So I think because we're getting to experience this, like, in high school, like, this conservatory style competition and the insecurity that comes with it, I'm hoping that college might be somewhat of a smoother.
Yeah, and I think this is another thing that, but you guys know this already. Like, yeah. I didn't know this. You only know what you know, right? At the end of the day, that's why the thing about, like, when people have different opinions than I do, it's based on their lived experience. Yeah. What they've experienced up to this literal moment is so immensely different than what I've experienced.
Of course.
So how can I judge that person when I don't know what they've experienced?
Thank you.
You know?
That's what I'm trying to say, people.
Yeah, and the thing is you won't know that. You don't know that because not everyone is open about their experience. So within, you might think it's a big deal that something's happening. In their eyes, it's not, because it's their lived experience. So, like, I temper myself all the time just knowing that, you know?
Yes. Well, we're going to wrap things up. But before we, that's the bell. Okay. Before we do, just some fun questions.
Yeah.
If you could live in a fictional universe, which one would it be?
Oh, that's a great question. Yes. If I lived in a fictional universe,
it can be from a movie, a book.
I mean, I think it would be really cool to live in the Avatar universe, oh, right? Just because everything is so beautiful around you. I don't know how well I would do there, that being said.
Yeah.
Very nice. And then dream place to travel to close
the gap. That's so great. So last year I went to Bali in Thailand. That was my dream place at that time. My dream location now is I would love to do Brazil, Rio de Janeiro, even Argentina. Like, that part of the world is my next stop for sure.
Well, we know you will get there and you will go far and you will make the experience what you want, because I feel like what you've told us, you've really been able to curate your life to what you feel is most important to you and where you want to be. You make yourself get there.
Well, I appreciate you saying it.
Very inspiring.
Well, thank you. It's been an uphill climb, but that's why it's so awesome that I get to be here with you guys like this. This is it.
Well, thank you for being our first guest.
Thank you so much for being our first guest.
You're so welcome.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Continue with the episode after this pause.
Yes. Okay, we are back.
We're back.
We questions. Are going to be doing our sensational questions.
Make sure to answer the questions. We will post on our Instagram that we are looking for questions for our next episode. So make sure to follow our Instagram.
Wow. And our Instagram is sensational singular. Our Instagram handle is Singular Sensation Podcast, and you'll be able to ask us questions on our stories, because we will post before we record. Ask us some questions.
Ask us some good ones.
Okay, so here is our first sensational question.
Yes.
What is your self-care routine?
Self-care meaning like nightly, in the morning?
For me,
what do you mean?
For me, I think that they're asking, like, your self-care day, like, what is your routine? Like, what, or I guess, what? Like, and well, for me, I don't really do self-care, like, day to day. I kind of just, like, have a day of it.
Oh,
so, but I don't know. Do you do, like, a morning routine, night routine thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So for me, some nights it's like, I'll like prioritize my self-care a bit more. That's usually when I like don't have as much homework or rehearsals. Like if I have an entire afternoon or evening to just devote to like being comfortable, which is like the most amazing thing in the world. Like I choose that any night over going out.
Yeah. I'm not like very big on like, well, I like to go to a restaurant.
Well, obviously.
But, like, I'm not a partier or anything like that.
Okay, I'm just saying, like, some nights, like, instead of, like, hitting the town.
Yeah.
I'd rather just, like, be in bed, like, watching a show. Like, anyways, let me explain what I would rather do. So, every night, I will get home from... I'll just say what I do when I get home from school on a night when I have, like, nothing and don't want to do anything. So, on nights when I just want to be home, this is what I do.
I get home, I will make myself a delicious snack. For me, the best form of self-care is eating delicious things.
Yeah.
Definitely involves chocolate, 100% mm-hmm. of the time. But anything with blueberries will usually be some, like, my after-school snack.
Okay.
Then obviously shower. And sometimes I will actually go in the hot tub
mm-hmm.
because where I live, there is a hot tub, which is very nice. And then sometimes if it's still light out, so I would say in the fall or the spring, I love to go on a walk to the beach.
Nice.
Which I'm lucky enough to do here in LA.
Yeah.
And then I always watch a show when I don't have anything to do.
Okay.
Like, I watch a show while, like, usually drawing.
What's the current show that you're watching?
Current show that I'm watching, White Lotus, new season.
Okay. I've never watched it.
It's really good. You should watch it.
Okay.
Very
My go-to is Gilmore Girls.
I love the Gilmore Girls. Oh, just I so love cozy. Modern Family. I know that's, like, been over. I've only seen, like,
TikTok clips.
For some reason, TikTok, like, make so many clips of that show.
I know. It used to be Family Guy.
Really?
Yeah, it used to be Family Guy. Now it's, like, Modern Family. Yeah.
So, like, so it just, like, makes me feel good.
The clip where she's, like, where it's, like, the woman and she's, like, do you know how smart I am in Spanish? Not, like, breaks my heart every time.
Oh, Gloria?
Yeah, breaks my heart every time.
She's really smart.
Yeah.
She inspires me every day.
Yeah.
Anyways, and so I like to go on a walk, like exercise, definitely watch a show. I like to cook sometimes. That's okay. A good form of self-care.
Yeah.
Like baking mostly. I love to bake.
Yeah.
And I love to, like, I don't know, like just be comfortable. So be like laying down or like sitting.
Yeah.
Just like taking a sit.
Yeah. For me, my self-care. Okay, so. Can I say what my self-care routine was like in Chicago for Chicago Unified?
That works.
Okay. Sure. So basically, I stayed at a really nice hotel.
So you went to the gym every day.
I didn't. Sauna, hot tub, didn't. But basically, what I did every day, and I guess like this is like kind of what I like to do on a self-care day, mm-hmm. is I like to take a bath in Epsom salts, and yes. I put like lavender stuff in there. And I like to listen to like music that like calms me. I mm-hmm. like to put on like Claro, or I like to put
chill vibes.
Or like I have a playlist that's like really good for like taking a bath. Mm-hmm. And I light a candle usually, like scented candle, which
What's
is
your favorite scent
for a right candle? Now for taking like taking a bath or like a regular candle.
Both.
Like okay, so my favorite scent in a scented candle is something like sweet, like vanilla or caramel or something like that. But for taking a bath, I really love, I have a Yankee candle, and it's lavender and lemon. It's really good. And that so I like good. That one. And so I take like my little bath. I don't have lights on. I turn the lights off. Oh, I just of use course. Obviously. And then I take
the flicker of the candle yeah, while you're in the water. Yeah.
And
so...
then I take a really cold shower after no. that.
No.
But I kind of like have it at like lukewarm, and then I okay. slowly move down. I don't like go immediately into the cold.
I am so against cold.
No, but like after I'm such a wimp. I like take such a hot bath. Like it's probably not like healthy, I guess. Like where
no,
it's like I'm struggling
it's
to
like
breathe.
It's like shock. The body.
Yeah, but
unless
like,
it's bad.
But it's also
I know
really
there's
good.
Benefits.
It's really good for you to like cold water is like good for you. I don't know.
And your muscles.
But, yeah. Apparently. So like, it, so I do a really cold bath, and like it's like refreshing. I feel like whoa. And then yeah. and then like sometimes if I'm like home, well that's what I did every night at Chicago Unified's, and really? I used the Serena Williams like Epsom salts and stuff, and
Serena was, Williams
yeah she has like Epsom salts, and it was really good. I liked them. But then like if I'm home, I'll probably like, because if I take a bath, I'll probably do skincare. I don't do skincare a lot. I used to do it all
Neither.
The time.
I know it's all the hype, but I know my I used, skin literally hates me for
I
it,
used so. To do it all the time in freshman year, but like I got too lazy. I used to wake up and like do it, and then I like, got really lazy. But I have all the stuff, so I just do it then, and it makes me feel good. And then I that's go great. To sleep. Like that's Love like it. My self-care routine, I guess. But yeah, let's move on to the next question. What are your opinions on Disneyland? I think we have a lot of opinions.
What do you think?
Like, what? What do you think? Like, what do you think?
Personally, per advertised, let's, it is like, the happiest place on earth for me.
Literally, like,
no, I'm. And you what might do be you like,
think?
Come
image
on.
Right here. Like, image right here. What we think?
No. Okay.
That's at Disneyland.
No, so I know there's like so much, like, you know, like, so capitalistic and like,
I don't know, I love it.
This and just like tourists and for. It's so like American. No,
I love
stop
it.
Stop it.
Stop it.
It is my favorite place. I dream about it. That Me is too. My happy place. When I'm so upset, I literally imagine I'm at Disneyland.
Me too.
Because it is amazing. And guess what, Jesse?
You're going soon.
I'm going on Sunday. And yeah. I'm on last Sunday.
Ugh, what?
Yeah.
What a way to live.
Suck it up.
Yeah, I love Disneyland so much. What is like your top three like foods at Disneyland?
Churro.
Okay.
I love Disney churros.
Okay.
But the ones at California Adventure are not as good.
Yeah. Let's say not like this. Like, let's say like, what is your breakfast, lunch, and dinner
at Disney?
Disneyland.
I don't do breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Disney.
You don't?
I just buy food.
Well, yeah, but like those are like snacks and stuff around the day, but like, there's usually a definitive like breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Not for me.
Really? You kind of no, just sir. Go willy nilly.
I go willy nilly and I eat Wait. Whatever.
No, I eat whatever like, too.
I,
but
no, like I'm, I eat continuously throughout the day.
Me too, but
there's not like one big meal.
Really? No, I do the like three big I'll meals eat, and then I snack throughout the day.
The biggest meal I'll eat at Disneyland will be one of those like veggie wraps in Star Wars Land where it's like beyond meat.
Okay.
It's called a Ronto wrap.
Okay, well.
They're really good.
You probably like that, but that doesn't sound
vegetarian.
That great. But I don't want to yuck your yum.
So good.
I don't want to yuck
why
your
are
yum.
You yucking my yum?
You probably, it's probably
I don't know
good.
Why you like all that mac and cheese in the
okay,
big
listen,
fat bread
listen,
bowl.
That's
just
too this is
much.
What I do.
That's me yucking so for, your yum.
Okay, well, so what I like to do is for breakfast, I like to do beignets. I like to do beignets for breakfast. And then I'll like snack throughout the day. I also, when I go to Disneyland, I do not buy like a souvenir or anything. Like, that's why I honestly don't have like much like Disney apparel really? To wear because I just don't buy it there because I like to remember the food.
No.
So yes. That's the thing. I'd rather remember the food than have an item. So I get beignets. And then for lunch, I sometimes will eat at like the, like, Mexican place and they have a really good burrito with like salsa by Thunder Mountain.
You can kind of
it's
make
really
it out.
Good or I like to do mac and cheese in a bread bowl. I'm trying to find
it's good on occasion it's, but I can't have it every
it,
time
it has
I
to
go.
Be a certain day but like I like it I but I'm in search for something new and we're having grad night at oh I guess like we're
well,
having grad night at
San Francisco.
Yeah, at
then
San Francisco, there's
of...
so much. So I need to explore that more. But, and then for dinner, I love to eat. I go to, and it's an Adventureland. It's the, like, kebab place.
Bengal Barbecue.
Yeah, Bengal Barbecue. I like to get, like, a few, like, barbecue skewers of, like, meat. And then I go over and I walk to where, like, the Dole Whip is and I get bows.
Oh, yeah. When we went, you had one you said
yeah,
it was
and
really
it's
good.
It's so good. And it's, like, not, like, a full dinner meal, but it's, like, a bunch of, like, protein and, like, all these things. And you kind of make it a meal for yourself. It's really good.
That's great. So, before Star Wars Land was Star Wars Land, there was an area, and you may or may not remember it, called the Big Thunder Ranch Barbecue, and it was a whole extension of Big Thunder Mountain. And Denny, hi Denny.
Hi Denny.
Denny will probably watch this. He's a supportive.
Yeah,
king.
He probably will. Hi Denny.
Hi Denny. Denny, who is my dad's very good friend, actually both my parents, worked as a singing cowboy at
that's so cool.
Big Thunder Ranch Barbecue, and that's where we always went. And they had just like I wasn't vegetarian, so it was great. Like. A bunch of barbecue and then like a show and a petting zoo.
Really?
Yeah, wait, it was so nostalgic. But then they
took it all away because of Star Wars Land.
Yeah.
And I used to be so upset, but now I absolutely love Star Wars Land.
You went on Tiana's Bayou. Did you like it?
I did. I loved it. I was really expecting more of like a storyline.
Okay.
It wasn't. You were just, I won't spoil it, but you were just kind of going down the bayou.
Going down the bayou.
You were playing great. They were playing great music.
Okay.
I feel like you did get soaked though.
Yeah, I saw that. It's like more water now.
Like I went on, my cousin was sitting right in front of me and he like from head to toe, like
that's
it looked
crazy.
Like he just plunged himself into water. Oh my God. Speaking of that area of Disneyland, the new Haunted Mansion souvenir store.
Oh, isn't that kind of lame?
What?
Oh.
Sorry if I busted your eardrums. Lame?
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard that like they didn't do, like they got stuff off of like Temu or something as like the artifacts.
Girl,
and stuff.
Where did you learn this? It's Disney.
Yeah.
They don't get stuff off of
Temu. No, what I heard is that like people were able to find the artifacts and that like they didn't do like a lot of work on it and that it was like AI.
Well,
that's what I heard.
Okay.
But I
was
know.
Just there. I spent 30 minutes in that store
really?
Looking at all the cute, amazing Haunted Mansion things because that's like my favorite thing ever is Haunted Mansion. So why not, before you jump to conclusions, go for yourself?
Yeah, exactly. Know? Yeah, that's
so
true.
Okay, Disneyland has always been a very special place to
me. I love Disney.
My mom
the tiki
and her
room.
Two... We're going to get there, so
yeah.
Pause. My mom and her two siblings grew up 5 minutes away. And my grandma...
I'm so jealous.
Oh, my grandma, we could literally walk to Disneyland. We never did, but you could. So when we went to my grandma's house in Anaheim before she moved to LA, we would every night when we were visiting go outside and just watch the fireworks every night. And so my mom and my aunt and uncle all worked at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Starting when they were 16 years old, because back then you were allowed to do that. My mom was... when you play a character at Disneyland, they don't say, oh, I'm Snow White. You say, like, I'm a friend of Snow White. Wink, wink. So my mom was a friend of Snow White.
Okay.
She was dopey.
Okay.
She was some other character. I can't remember. But she also drove a parade float back when there was the electrical light parade.
Okay.
One of the spinny bugs, which if you look at a video,
that's so cool.
They have so many spinny bugs, and she would drive those. And then she also worked as a... hostess, I believe, at the Blue Bayou.
Oh my gosh. I've been to the Blue Bayou once and I didn't like it.
Because the food?
I don't like seafood.
It's and not
so
seafood.
There, yeah, it is. Right, it's right by...
You don't have to order seafood.
No, but there isn't really any other options.
At least when, for me.
When I went and I like tried to order off of the kids' menu and they didn't let me. Because I was like,
I can still
I
order
like,
off the kids
menu. I was
menu.
Like 13 years old and they're like, you're not a kid.
Oh, well, I don't really eat there because now like I've changed from like doing the sit down meals, you know, to what I just told you, just like eating. Anyway, so my connections to Disney are so strong. I've always wanted to work there. In fact, there's a certain school you can probably guess that.
Yeah.
The
college program.
They have the college program, but I'm saying like there's a school right now that's at... pretty high on my list of colleges I might attend, and a lot of the students at the school will work at Disneyland.
That's
and
so cool.
Like,
you would be great
deal.
As like a parade performer.
Really? I would absolutely. You know, Denny was a parade performer.
Really? That's
Hi,
so
Denny.
Cool. We keep talking.
Hi, Denny.
Hi, Denny.
Yeah. I'd love to be a tour guide though, because then you can ride all the rides.
Oh yeah! Wait, that's
like
kinda...
your job is literally to walk around
to
Disneyland and
ride
the rides and skip all the lines.
Wait, come on, that's a steal.
I mean, you have to work your way up to it.
Oh
but
yeah, that's true.
Easy.
Yeah.
Done.
Anyways,
sorry.
Let's move on to our
I
last.
I could talk
question.
About Disneyland
yes,
for hours. I'm yeah.
Okay, what's okay? This will have to be really quick. What's your Starbucks order? For me, I just like to get a chai latte.
Right now, strawberry refresher.
Yeah. Okay. Very simple. Very easy. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you guys for watching our episode. We really hope that you enjoyed Michael Lee and all his insight on the industry and on Loxa. And we hope that you guys gain some information
from the interview.
Yes, and my song of the day is this.
Woo!
I don't know yet.
Yes.
But you're reading it.
Do not forget to follow us on our socials. You can find us at singular.sensation on TikTok. Ooh. And Singular Sensation Podcast on Instagram. Go follow us there. We'll be updating there will be a lot of updates there.
Many updates, and you guys will not believe who our guest next week is.
Our next guest is for next week. It's so exciting.
Fabulous.
Yes. And so, you know what? Maybe on when we post questions, maybe give us some guest recommendations and who you would want to see.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Please. Alrighty. Thank you for watching. Singular Sensation.
Stay sensational.
Oh, bye.